Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Too many people see the goal of the Christian life as the avoidance of sin. If you were to ask the question, "What's a good Christian?" you'd get a lot of people who'd answer in purely negative terms. They might say, "A good Christian is someone who doesn't murder or get drunk or do drugs or tell dirty jokes or steal." But that's not a good definition of a Christian. After all, people in comas don't do any of these things. Neither do some terribly evil people. And neither do the demons. But when we think of ideal Christians, hopefully we don't think of a comatose person or evil people or fallen angels. A good Christian shouldn't focus on avoiding sin. A good Christian should focus on doing good. Someone isn't a good Christian or even a good person because he doesn't do certain things. Rather, because he does certain things. Because he pursues union with God and the good things of life. Because he strives to promote beauty and health and holiness and friendship. We have to make sure our focus is more on doing good than on avoiding evil. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the goal of life is to do good, not just to avoid evil. In the moral life, the best defense is a good offense, which is why more emphasis should be put on the first three cardinal virtues, prudence, justice, and fortitude, because they empower us to do good. While temperance, the last cardinal virtue, it enables us to avoid evil. So prudence enables us to know what is good and choose it. And justice is giving God and others the good we owe them. And fortitude enables us to do what is good, even when we have strong feelings pulling us away from it, like fear or pain or boredom. So prudence, justice, and fortitude help us do something good. But temperance is a little different from the first three cardinal virtues. Temperance helps us avoid evil. Temperance helps us not do something evil, even when we really want to. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, what are some practical examples of temperance that overcome our strong sinful desires? When we're tempted to pride, that is, all the ways we want to make up our own moral rules and live in self-reliance, we need temperance in the form of humility to follow God's law and to trust in Him. When we're tempted to vanity, to seek praise or be controlled by the opinions of others, we need temperance in the form of magnanimity, which prompts us to do what is honorable rather than seeking honor. When in envy we are tempted to tear others down, to raise ourselves up, we need temperance in the form of goodwill, so that we want good for others, think well of them, and speak well of others. And when we desire to attack someone in anger, either by words or actions, we need temperance in the form of meekness, that calm strength that harnesses anger and directs it toward good. And when we're tempted to greed, to try to find our happiness and security in money and the things money can buy, we need temperance in the form of detachment and simplicity and generosity to seek the love of God and neighbor over ourselves. And when we're tempted to gluttony or drunkenness in the desire to alter our mood or escape through food and drink, we need temperance in the form of abstinence and sobriety to enable us to delight in the good of food and drink without abusing it. And when we desire to use another person sexually in lust to get what we want, we need temperance in the form of chastity and charity to give a genuine gift of self in love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, we're not saying that desires or emotions or feelings are bad. Not at all. God created us to be passionate people. People full of good feelings and emotions and desires that propel us to do good actions for the love of God and for the good of others. But as a consequence of original sin and personal sin, we've made a mess out of our desires. Because of sin, our desires too often push us with such a strong force to want things that are not good for us and to do things that are not good for us or good for others. Now, there's a fancy theological word for this. It's called concupiscence, which basically describes the human desire for things that we know aren't good for us. Folks with diabetes sometimes have sugar cravings, and alcoholics sometimes want whiskey, and we all sometimes just have the urge for something sinful. We want something good, but we want it in a disordered way. That's the problem. Too often we're controlled by disordered desires. Desires for things that are destructive to ourselves and others. This is where temperance comes in. Temperance is the virtue that gets control of these disordered desires and directs them to the real and lasting happiness of union with God and the good things of life. The Catechism says that temperance is the moral virtue that moderates the attraction of pleasures and provides balance in the use of created goods. It ensures the will's mastery over instincts and keeps desires within the limits of what's honorable. So, temperance is the virtue that keeps us from doing what is wrong, even when we really want to. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Guided by prudence, we know that union with God is the greatest of all goods. And this knowledge, the most fundamental knowledge of all virtue, it helps the temperate man to stop running after things that will take him away from God. Temperance knows not to pursue some good things because it knows that other things are better. Temperance recognizes that a beer is a good thing, but it knows that staying sober is better than getting drunk. And temperance recognizes that the love of a young, beautiful woman is a good thing, but it knows that fidelity to your wife, to the mother of your children, is better than the temporary pleasure you might get from an affair with a younger woman. And temperance recognizes that reputation, accomplishment, financial security, and the world itself are good things. But it knows that God is infinitely better, and it profits a man nothing if he gains the world and loses his soul. So the question for each of us is this: what strong desires tend to tempt us away from God? And what is the opposite virtue, the specific form of temperance that we need to work on? Now, I know for myself, it's meekness, because I too often just react in anger. So meekness is the form of temperance that I have to make a resolution to work on. How about you? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, we spent a lot of time on this meditation, preparing it, because it's such a big topic.
Which is good, because I wanted to understand it better.
So after all of this, all the prep that we put into putting the meditation together and now meditating on it, what are you reflecting on?
I realized something very unfortunate about this specific era we're living in. Not even just the last 20 years, but the last 10 years. Increasingly ever since about, I'd say the 60s maybe, this, when we talk about temperance being you're pulled towards something and it's your ability to stop despite how gravitational that pull is. But we live in an era where marketing is king. It is the number one objective of everything we do. Everything is marketing itself to us and really trying to convince us of what we need and that we couldn't possibly live without. But I was specifically thinking of this principle of how often we see something that's on sale and we're like, oh, it's on sale, so I must get it. But you're still losing money, even if it's cheaper than it would have been, because you wouldn't have gotten it if it was more expensive. So you don't really need it. You didn't really want it. But now, because it's slightly cheaper, you think, I'm saving money. You're not. You're still spending it. You are still spending it. And that is absolutely my mentality, which I've been trying to break down a lot more, because so often I look at something and I'm like, this is a good item. And it is good. And I'm like, this is a good price for that item.
Where do you see these items?
It's everywhere. It's either if I'm, say, on Pinterest, or if I'm at the store to go get, I need some shampoo. And now I'm just surrounded by things that are either on sale or things you're walking past, and stores are kind of structured for you to walk through them.
Oh, yeah.
But that's applicable to everything beyond stores. It's when you're on social media. I was just talking to someone who's still on Instagram, and she said it's so complicated because it's a minefield of you click on one thing and it will start promoting anything that is similar to that.
Yeah.
So say you're struggling with lust. If you follow or see one person who dresses pretty poorly to show as much of their body as possible, partially to also sell you stuff.
Because
everyone if you have over a certain number of followers on Instagram, they're trying to sell you something. Every single product that they've ever mentioned is something they're trying to sell. They all have motives. But beyond that, they're trying to sell themselves in a way so that they'll keep that engagement and they'll keep recommending that sort of thing to you. It's all marketing and it's all temptation, but it doesn't change the fact that we don't need any of it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, this is... So it starts with prudence. What do I really need? And all I need in the end is union with God, but we just don't believe that. This isn't where you were going in with your thought, but I was so struck by Saint Mary Magdalene when she came to France. She spent the first bit of time really evangelizing, and then she retreated into this beautiful area, and she spent the next 30 years really just alone with God.
Yeah.
Living on nothing but
alone
the Eucharist.
With all she needed.
Yeah. And you might think, well, that's insanity. But once you come to the point where you realize God is all, then you don't want anything to distract you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the issue at the root. We don't know where our ultimate happiness is to be found. So we're running after all these other things trying to find happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. I have so many times experienced this thought that crosses my mind where I'm like, I don't know how people lived before blank. You know? Because we feel like we need so much now. And every week I'm going out and buying these things that I feel like... shock hygiene, where I'm like, okay, I need shampoo and conditioner because my hair can't look even
marketing
a little bit
creates
greasy.
False needs.
But I'm like, oh, what do people do before all of these things? Because I feel like I need to buy 5 different things very consistently. But that's the standard. And I'm not saying I'm going to continue washing my hair. But it's weird to look back and think there were people that they lived in a house that was walls that kept out everything else that shouldn't be inside. And they had minimal food. The same ingredients in their life day in and day out. They didn't go to the grocery store and look at every single option that you could ever imagine. They didn't have Amazon to deliver every single item they could have ever imagined.
How in the world did anyone live before Amazon Prime?
Exactly. But they did. And they lived. They lived. We just feel like we're so dependent on everything.
Yeah.
When, as good as it is to have hygiene and have access to things, it has given us a very distorted view of reality and what we depend upon. Because at the end of the day, your existence doesn't depend upon your access to Amazon Prime and to Target and to Walmart. It's just God.
Yeah, but it seems just in the I'm totally with you in your thought, but I start to reflect on my own life and it seems almost overwhelming. How do we get out of this cycle?
We go completely off grid. We all start farmsteads and go completely libertarian.
Great. And I will starve to death I will be dead in 5 days without water.
Oh, you have little faith. That's true though. It'll be like the Oregon Trail, but
that didn't end well.
No.
So what do we do? Okay. So God probably isn't calling me to do that.
I think we at the very least need to, beyond just an examination of conscience, look through the things that you consume constantly. Your media. How much of that media do you need?
None.
Almost none of it. Yeah, truly, you could say none. And how much of the things you're constantly buying do you need? It's good to brush your teeth. It's good to wash your hair. But do you need every new oil and serum that comes out to prevent aging and whatever with your skin? Do you need every bit of clothing? Do you need to follow every new trend?
You need every new device.
Do you need every new device? Do you need the wildest ingredients to diversify your your palate? These are good things. We're not saying that these are all bad, but this is the point of temperance. is realizing we don't need all these things and we need to stop.
Yeah. So maybe the resolution is for me to first just slow down and look at my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just let that be the first.
Yeah.
I just need to start with some awareness.
As consumers, the first thing we need to do is be aware that we're even consuming.
Yeah. Even think of the word consume.
Mm-hmm. And that it's not our natural state.
No.
To bleed money like this is not our natural state.
Well, and everyone with inflation they're drowning in debt.
Mm-hmm. But because that is a very real problem. But for me, as in my generation, it took a moment to wake up and go, I don't need to spend $7 on coffee every day at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
When I could, for one thing, now I'm, for $5, I get a box of black tea and that lasts me the month and it's fantastic.
Yeah. We need to slow down and ask, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing?
Because that doesn't mean it's a no to everything, but it should be a no to most of it.
Yeah. Good point.
Because whatever you're consuming, it's consuming you.
Wow. Whatever you're consuming is consuming you.
Your media, the content, all of it.
Yeah, I could make that my resolution, just remember that, because that had caused me to really mm-hmm. reflect. Whatever you're consuming is consuming you. That's a great line.
So let's instead choose the right thing to be consumed by.
God.
Yeah.
And good friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And good conversation. And the rosary.
Good work.
Share it with others.